Well, roughly half of the nation's forests reside east of the Mississippi. But when it comes to forest health, native bark beetles have really made their mark in the West. However, Rob Mangold of the U.S. Forest Service says the epidemic that pest has caused has started to subside.
In 2009, we had about 11.8 million acres with some kind of mortality reported. And then in 2010, that dropped to about 9 million acres. And in 2011, it dropped again to about 6.4 million. So we've seen significant drops.
Mangold notes that much of the decline is due to the cyclical nature of the pest itself, and adds that unfortunately the pest and disease issues here in the East are not nearly as simple.
In the East, we're working with a different kind of situation with a lot of non-native invasive pests, and especially in cities, towns. So we've got three or four pests, emerald ash borer, Asian longhorn beetle. They are pests that we're working on with our partners, the state foresters, the national plant boards, and the other federal agency and USDA, APHIS. And we've got strategies related to each of these pests trying to manage these. And in the East, it's more the invasives affecting city trees, street trees, although we do have some forest-wide pests in the East, like hemlock woolly adelgid, which has been very devastating to hemlock trees.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.